Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Big Neighborhood, boy. Thank you for being in the
thank
neighborhood. And we ask
so
that
much.
You do continue to hang out with us. We got a whole lot yes. more show for you. All righty, we here already, huh?
Yeah.
In your face football
Let's
fight.
Go!
Louis G
baby.
And Nathalia.
I gotta redeem myself.
Yeah, and this is a 2-2, so, you know, the next person's gonna advance
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, got bragging
more.
Rights.
Yeah, for real,
man.
Dog.
It's a big one.
I got some good picks, man. I think I'm sure. I'm like guaranteed winning picks this
Who
weekend.
Are you picking?
For sure. I'm not gonna tell you
Did
right
you
now.
Did you say this last week?
Yeah.
Hey, man, that sounds very familiar.
I'm not gonna it tell
does.
You.
All righty, so
no.
we got your in your face football Woo! Fight with Nathalia and Louis G. And also, in case you missed it, Ani, we got.
Doja
Cat.
Big, it is her birthday week.
Hello.
And then this piece we got right here, she told you why she can never send her mom a rough draft anymore. She's like, it makes me
oh,
so
yeah.
mad.
Oh, I remember that one. Do anybody
it.
Know how old Doja Cat is?
No,
by any
she
chance?
Maybe 27.
Well, we'll find
yeah,
out when we get
27.
There. All right, we'll find out when we get there. Also, we got an all-new Mom Knows Best with
yes,
Louis G's mom, Lord of this.
Man, with, you know, a lot of festivities going around uh-huh. because of Halloween, she's going to tell you how to really act out there when you're out oh. celebrating.
I heard that, mm-hmm. man. Moms know
yeah,
best, man.
Man.
Lord of this would be
Lord
in the neighborhood, and that's Louis G's mom.
I'm
Believe that. And also, I swear I'm not crazy, but I did this.
Love makes you crazy when
yeah,
you're in
man.
Relationships, when things are going on, there's some drama. Sometimes that crazy side of you peaks
yeah,
out.
Man.
And there was a singer recently confessed something that she had never confessed to anyone before. And I looked at her and I said, you're crazy.
Right, right. Well,
that
hey,
that
but
made you crazy.
Hey, she's not crazy. Yeah. She just did this.
You're right, babe.
All righty.
You're right.
Hey, man, I told you about the time when I know this guy, and he lived in our apartment complex, and he broke up with his girl, and he had somebody shoot him to try to get
Hilarious,
back with him.
Man.
Oh,
you never
yes.
heard that? Yeah, man. Like, man, I'm not crazy, but love made
oh
him do
God.
That.
He did.
Like, and didn't get her back. And then we all found out, damn, dude, like, we all know that you got the person to shoot you.
That's
love
crazy.
Is crazy.
Yeah, man, every time I tell that story, he's probably listening like, man, that's the same guy that lived in the complex where she lived at? And I don't even remember her name.
Oh.
But she probably heard the story, man. But I swear yep. I'm not crazy, but I did this. Y'all continue to hang out with us, Big Boy's
big
Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Let's get into some HMM right here, man. This is where Luther calls a man to tell him that I'm going to be delivering some medicinal marijuana to his house, and it seemed like he was all in for it mm-hmm. until his wife got on the phone. Let's go to get into your phone tap on the tens right here, Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Got your phone tapped. What you gonna do? All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. Got you, got you.
Hi, how you doing there, sir? This is Luther Lufay from HMM.
Who?
Okay, HMM is the highest medical marijuana, and I'm bringing your medicinal weed card for this year, so that way you can walk into any shop and just, you know, just pick up your weed there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so will you be there in about the next hour or so?
Yes, I will.
Okay, so I'm looking at a breakdown of your actual card here, where you'll be able to go into any medicinal shop that you choose, and also be able to smoke weed on your premises, smoke weed inside of the medicinal shop, and you can also have a certain amount of weed within your vehicle.
Oh, okay then.
Did you need any papers or anything with this?
No, I don't.
You don't need any papers, so you have papers there? Because once I do the drop-off, I'll be out of the area for the next
okay,
2 weeks.
Well, I'm not sure if I have papers. Not, I may not.
Okay, so should I bring you some papers?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, so what's your condition? Is it cataracts, or what was your condition?
I don't really have any condition right now.
Okay, well, I'll be there. I see that the people in the background, they don't know that you smoke, huh?
No, man, I don't even do anything like that. So you guys, I don't know where y'all get this number from.
Okay, so, but I can hear once I heard somebody in the background, everything kind of changed up.
No, man,
don't come over here, because I'm going to call the police. Do not bring your butt to this house.
Ma'am,
what did I tell you?
I don't care.
What is she upset about, sir?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean.
Come to the address, sir.
Ma'am, could you please calm down? I'm talking to Mr. I'm not talking.
You talking to, and I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Yeah, can you just be quiet?
Okay, come over here and see what happens.
Ma'am, I'm not.
Come over here and see what happens.
Ma'am, I'm trying. Hello, sir.
I'm still here.
I can understand why you got a puff on this green, man, because she is a handful. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to speed over there right now.
No, like I said, I have more talking about this. So
I'm going to bring your medicinal.
If I had to talk to you about it, then you can do that, okay?
Well, sir, you didn't talk to me, but you must have talked to the company. Dude, tell her to shut the f*** up. I'm not talking to her.
Excuse me, what did you say?
I said tell her to shut the f*** up. Just tell her.
Okay, I tell you what. You just f*** me, so don't come by my house. You do, I got something for you.
I wasn't.
Phone taps on the tins every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop and standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Louis G is up in here, man. We did our Louis G pop quiz as far as when it comes to Squid Game.
Yes.
And he said, hey, whenever you guys pop a, you know, pop quiz on me, if it's four questions, I'll get four answers. I'll go four for four.
Hey, I saw episode two, man.
Right.
I thought I was confident, but you guys popped it on me and that's what happens when it's a pop quiz.
And so when we did the pop quiz, we said, hey, you know what? We got to give out your personal cell phone number. So we gave out his personal cell phone number yesterday. And I mean, literally, while we were sitting here, it was so many calls and thousands of text messages. What happened the rest of the day?
It's so stupid. Over 1,600 text messages.
Damn.
Nonstop phone calls all day. Wow. I can't even connect my phone with the Bluetooth in my car because it's ring, 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 ring. I can't listen to anything. I can't, when I try to log into something, if I get a verification code, I have to find a verification code because there's so many text messages coming in.
Natalia, my phone were good freezes. By saying give out his phone number, his personal number. You know I know you don't want the credit, but you know what I'm saying?
Maybe someone should have watched Squid Game like he said.
Oh my gosh, man. It's so bad, bro. The text messages.
Don't blame you, Natalia. Blame him.
Dude, pay attention, Fatty Louis G. Bro, that last question was whack. Those names are hard to remember. Hey, Louis G, a fan. I was dying when my mom told me your number was leaked. So your mom gave you my phone number. That's nice, man.
Here you go, son.
This one says, what up, Effer? Saca la bolsita. That means take out the drugs. No, I'm not participating, my friend. Take your Ritalin, bro, if you can't retain info.
Right.
Is that
what Ritalin does?
Should I be prescribed some drugs?
Yeah, I don't know what Ritalin does, but.
Oh, my. And then this one. Give Myra a hug for me. She's the best thing that has ever happened to you. That's probably one of her friends, bro.
Yeah.
And then the idiots right here. Bro, all the money you make and you got an Android? We already went over this, bro. Doesn't matter. Shut up.
And
I have an Android.
And then if you see his paycheck, you'd be like, oh, sorry.
Yeah. Hey, some people were nice. Shout out Louis G. You're the man. I'm going to buy you pizza if you ever meet me. Yes, I love that one, man.
Yeah, he pinned that one. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He pinned that one.
And then there
that.
Was some other girl that said, are you tired of those crotch shots? I'm willing to send you a picture of some juicy, you know.
Yeah,
and
man.
And I said, what?
Hey, man, but you know what's crazy about that? That Don't was just those. What happened just, you know, locally that day. It hasn't even hit the podcast or any of our international feeds yet.
Bro,
so this is going to
so
go
bad.
On and on and on, man.
I put it on
air. And then if we want to put it in like a weekend show as a hey,
oh
you
my
know,
gosh,
I feel
man.
Like Ani will come with it in case you missed it for Louis G.
Stop
oh,
it,
man.
Bro.
The number
Please
that
don't
keeps
that,
on
man.
Ringing. Y'all stick around y'all ringing. Radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood, give it up for Ani! Ani is up in here. Ani, don't try this at home.
Don't hold your fart.
All righty. Veronica, can you listen to this? All right.
This really does go out to women big. T-Pain was on Twitter, and he had a question for stripper Twitter. And you know, T-Pain has the most iconic stripper song.
I'm in love with a stripper. She poppin', she rollin', she rollin'.
Okay, now.
And he wanted to ask this question. So he went on Twitter, and he said, quote, okay, so the fact that I am where I am is irrelevant, but stripper Twitter, I have a question. Have you guys ever farted on a customer?
Wow.
He's like, women are
generally... Sounds like some fetish. Go ahead.
Yeah. He's like, women are generally superior to holding their farts, but I just feel like the amount of movement involved, like, isn't it super helpful to, like, not hold that gas in your butt? He used another word. But I thought about this big, and I've always thought about this too.
You've wondered before T-Pain said it if a stripper ever like passed gas on a customer doing a lap dance.
Yeah, like you guys have never thought about this.
Nah, I haven't, but now I am thinking about it.
Okay.
I would have to say yes.
I thought I was gonna ask you. Have you guys been to strip clubs?
Of course.
Yeah.
And they wear so much perfume, so much body lotion,
really?
So much scented stuff that
See, I've
they
never,
did, you probably
I've never had
smell
a lap dance.
Never?
Yeah, and the only time I went
did the stripper clubs was they had what was a
Spearman Rhino.
They used to pay me to go and like host.
But you never had like a lap dance or nah, stripper clothes.
Nah, I ain't trying to do all
but
that.
But Louis, have you ever of had?
Of course, I have plenty of them, plenty of songs.
No, I mean like
plenty of money.
Not but the lap dance. I mean the.
She says anyone ever passed
no,
gas?
No, I don't
you.
Think so. Not no. that
you said you wouldn't smell it over all the perfume. And,
oh yeah, you wouldn't, bro.
You wouldn't care.
No,
and all the Bed Bath and Beyond, Body Works,
exactly the body.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
He can't smell anything.
Yeah.
All the glitter and everything. That's one thing I
have you ever passed gas while doing a lap dance on someone?
I've never done a lap dance on someone, but I do want to try the stripper pole. And I was like, man, if I try it, what if like I'm, you know, doing that thing?
Hey,
up
dude,
there
you got this like inner stripper in you.
Yeah. She does.
Like she twerks in the shower. Yeah. Like there's something in you that wanna, you know, just wanna just jump out.
No, definitely. In the music I listen to, people are like, wow, there's just some I'm like,
you know what you probably need to do? You probably need to go international or go somewhere out of state.
Hilarious.
And do like a an amateur night.
Go down south. Go to Mexico.
Go down to Mexico. Get it out your system. No, we not going with you.
What
is she talking
like,
about?
You guys don't have to come to the strip, but we could go eat tacos after. And
man.
Party.
Oh, my
we
God.
Tacos.
Yeah. We go eat tacos after because we're in Mexico. Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. Nathalia's up in here. Brian Laundrie in the neighborhood news.
Yeah, there was a big update on this story. Big, as you remember, Brian Laundrie, he was the guy who we are suspecting was responsible for the death of Gabby Petito, who went missing in September. They found her body, and unfortunately, they had said that she did die of someone strangling her.
Yeah.
And so they've been looking for Brian Petito. He had come home.
Brian Laundrie.
Excuse me, Brian Laundrie.
No worries.
And then he went off, and we don't know where he went, but they did. FBI did come out and say this.
Earlier today, investigators found what appears to be human remains, along with personal items, such as a backpack and notebook belonging to Brian Laundrie. These items were found in an area that up until recently had been underwater.
Man. So now the authorities are also saying that most likely those human remains do belong to Brian. Of course, they haven't like confirmed it. You know, they have to do testing.
Yeah, and then how does and at the moment, you know, I mean, it could be a breaking story at any moment. But while we're sitting here talking about it, like how many bodies do you find in a place where you're kind of looking for someone?
I saw a news thing, and it was like 8 different bodies have been found.
Oh, really?
In the search of Brian Laundrie.
Oh, 8
different people.
What?
And yes.
My question was like, it's gotta be him, but damn.
No, yeah. So like, just all the different places that they were looking, they stumbled upon other bodies as well.
Oh my gosh.
And so now, but these ones specifically because they're near his stuff, and most likely this was an area that his parents said too that he could have gone to. They are saying that these remains could have been.
Oh my God, dude! I'm looking at this. It says at least 9 bodies have been discovered during the search for. Wow.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Isn't that wild? Wild.
That's all in Florida?
Man.
To be honest with you, I'm not sure because, you know, Gabby wasn't found in Florida.
Gotcha.
She was found somewhere else. So it could have been like both locations during this whole search that they had. But most likely if those human remains are Brian, obviously, like even when they found Gabby, I was like, Brian had something to do with her death.
That's so wrong.
Yeah,
that is so wrong, man. But as we get updated, we'll continue to update you as well. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Louis G is up in here. What up, Lou Dawg?
All right, who's wrong?
You
here,
are,
okay? In this situation, listen to this, man. There's this guy who was on social media and he put this question out and just kind of detailing what happened at work. This guy showed up to work at 10 a.m. when he was scheduled to show up and he got in trouble for it from his manager.
Okay.
How the hell do you get
up on time?
For showing up on time. How? This is what he said. On my lunch break, the manager of the store approached me and asked if next time I could come in a little bit earlier so that by the time I put on all my belongings down, I can be in front of the store at 10 a.m. I told her no, that if I'm scheduled to start at 10 a.m., then I will show up at 10 a.m., and that if they want me to come in earlier, then the store would have to arrange that with the security company.
Damn. I don't know. I can...
He's
now,
wrong.
You think he's wrong?
But go ahead, Louis.
When you're scheduled at a specific time, he was scheduled at 10. Does that mean you got to be ready to start working at 10 or you're showing up to work on time at 10? Then you can start getting ready for work in a sense.
Man.
For a security job like that.
Man, you know what? I think that work starts at 10.
Yeah.
And maybe he should have been in uniform. But I understand where he's coming from.
I do. I understand.
And
yeah.
we're in a business where
it's a whole different business.
You know, it's all day. It's you come in the morning and you prep and you do certain things, you know, so that's the world that we live in. But I don't know if work starts at 10, my arrival is at 10.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. When I worked at Starbucks and I was a barista, you know, we had to get not a lot of stuff, but I had to put my apron on. I had to get my hat on. I had to put my stuff in little cubby. And my shift started at, you know, like, say, 6 o'clock. I wasn't showing up walking in at 6 o'clock. I was, like, just, like, a few minutes before.
Man, when I used to work at Pizza, I would just show up with my holding my shirt, holding my hat, and then once I would clock in exactly at the right time, and then I would go in the back. No, I would go to the restroom and then throw all my gear and then come back out and be ready.
Right. But like, okay, so you were him.
Yeah.
Right. And here's that guy. When we say, like, hey, by the way, we got to start, you know, what time we're going to start. Let's say it's 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not walking in at 5. We're walking 4:40, 4:45 because we got to get the computer. I got to get my coffee ready.
But in his position, he should be getting paid if they want him there ready, prepared at 10 o'clock.
No.
At least 15 minutes before, pay him those extra 15 minutes.
Man.
If they want him to be...
Is he getting paid by the minute?
They want him to be in front of that
store at
10 a.m.
Somebody say work at 9 to 5. Your work starts at, you know, you got to prep.
You got to be at work at 9.
Right. Or and then start, okay.
You start,
all
right?
Man, I'm torn.
Who's wrong?
I'm torn. I'm just glad it don't work with us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. Boy. Give it up for Ani! Ani is up in here. Ani, click of the day.
This might sound really weird coming from me.
I was about to say that. Just when I looked at the.
Have sex on the first date.
You saying do have it?
Yeah, have sex.
Oh, really? How are you?
Wait, what's up?
Exactly.
How are you? Please tell me this like a survey says or you read something somewhere.
It was on TikTok, so okay. I'm not saying it, but I saw this girl say it and I started asking my friends the same question. I'm like, guys, what do you think about this? Some of my friends were like, yeah, she's so right. And then some were like, don't listen to her, Ani.
Really?
But this girl, she went on TikTok and she was explaining how she was talking to this guy for like months. They went on 10 to 15 dates. She's like, I really got to know him. We haven't like slept with each other or anything. I did ask him if he's kinky or not. And this is like when they're about to get ready.
Before we had sex, I asked him, I was like, hey, so what do you like during sex? Do you have any like kinks? He was like, no, I don't really have any kinks, nothing crazy. So we go to have sex, then he starts to dirty talk. But this man did not do your typical, I mean, he could have said anything other. Months of getting to know this guy, getting deep with him, out the door. Have sex on the first date.
Man, I don't know about that one either, though. You know what I'm saying? 10 to 15 dates, and then you just have that conversation right when you're about to do it.
Yeah, so...
I don't know.
That part I was kind of, like, thinking about, too, but I started reading the comments, and people in the comments were like, you know what? She's right.
I can hear what she's saying, though.
Yeah, I understand it, but first date, ooh... I didn't even kiss on the first date.
Really?
Yes, yeah, I wouldn't either. But
and I don't want to kick it around with, has anyone had a one-night stand in here? But, yeah.
I think Louie has.
Are we raising our hands here? No, speaking
up. Speak up. No, sex on the first date.
I agree, man.
Really,
I agree with this girl. I think, you should get it done and figure out whether you like having sex with this person or not to go on to the second date. Or
start at home plate.
Start a relationship.
Yeah, I heard that.
100%, bro.
I heard
like, that. It saved me a lot of bad one-night
relationships.
Yeah, like that's what she was kind of trying to say. Like, it's going to save her relationship if she sleeps with this guy, because if it's great, it'll work out. But if it sucks, then...
But what does that do for the year?
Yeah.
If you're knocking down everybody on the first date, what does that do for the year?
I didn't think that far.
All right, man. Well, I want to hear from you guys, man, because we're all playing, you know, innocent benison over here. Did hooking up on... And what the hell is innocent benison?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, venison? All righty. So if you don't want to be in the innocent venison and you want to hit us up, did hooking up on the first date work for you? I want to hear it all. Did hooking up on the first date work for
I'll
you?
I'll pick up these calls, guys. Don't worry.
Yeah. All righty. Yeah. Y'all hit us up, 866-246-8923. That's 866-246-8923, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. Did hooking up on the first date work for you? 866-246-8923. Let's bring Ty into the neighborhood. Ty, hello.
Hello
there, Ty. Ty, did hooking up on the first date work for you, Ty?
So I have two things. So, yeah, it did in a sense because it made me into the relationship that I am now.
Right.
But I also wanted to tell a little story, too. I was engaged to be married a couple of years back, and I was in a relationship. We didn't smash or anything. I was doing the abstinence thing. And by the time I decided to do it, I ended up, it was so bad.
Oh.
There was no connection. He was bad in the bed.
Oh man.
Engagement.
Hey, did you guys call off the marriage or did you break the engagement?
I broke the engagement.
Oh.
I was like, because I know who I am. Because you want to have that connection with your husband, but it was so bad. Like, I was like,
You was like, man, you was like, forget all this love. You know, I heard
love
that.
Love went out the window when he wasn't smashing good.
Wow. All righty, so.
Be a bad person.
No, not at all. Not at all. But that makes you a human being. And so the relationship that you're in now, you got y'all hooked up on the first date and y'all still together?
Yes.
There it is, man.
Together.
The guy that proposed to her, he probably like, damn, she calling the station now? somebody that know him.
Yeah, that's true, Doug.
Said, hey, yep. Man, hey, Ty called and she put everything out there.
Oh, my God.
All righty, y'all hit us up, 866-246-8923. Did hooking up on the first date work for you? Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Hey, it is your partner, Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us. Luigi, mom knows best.
Yeah, man, when you need some advice, who do you go to? I go to my mom. Lourdes, I love you. One of our guys here, his name's Jose, was doing challenges for TikTok to get followers. And
yeah, he was at 3 followers.
Yeah. So I asked my mom, what advice do you have for Jose and everybody out there trying to do these dumb challenges?
Jose, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Don't be dumb.
Yeah.
You're not a kid. You're an old man.
Yeah,
can
old
you imagine
man.
What are you doing just to put it in your social media? Come on. You can get hurt.
Yes.
Especially you don't have a good insurance.
Yes.
Jose, just to get like, don't do it that. You crazy, man. Hey, everybody's listening right now. Don't do things crazy and dumb. Before you're going to do something crazy, think about it twice before you do something dumb.
Hey, man, that
mom
has to be
best,
one
bro.
Of the best mom knows
Seriously.
Best,
right?
What are you going to do to get to 10 followers? Blow your pinky toe off? Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
Think about it twice.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood went to Snoop Dogg's party last night.
Oh, how was it?
Man, it was amazing. It had to be Boss Lady that hooked that up. It was a woman's touch that hooked that up. It looked amazing,
That's
man.
Dumb.
People really came out for Snoop
That's
last
beautiful.
Night, too. Man, you talking about flowers.
Oh.
They presented him flowers last night,
nice.
Man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I can't even get into, like, the who was there and, you know.
I saw pictures, like, Wiz Khalifa and
yeah,
stuff.
Man,
I saw you dancing.
You really though? Hey, man. I had a good
down.
Time last night.
Hey.
Now, he had this group called The Whispers on, right?
Hey.
And for those that know The Whispers, you know. But that's, like, me and my brother Keith, rest in peace. That's our connection.
Beautiful.
So just watching that, man, it brought great memories, man. But once again, dog, you know, we celebrate not just today.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday week to you. Believe that. All righty now, phone tap. This one right here is car rental reunion. This is where Luther wants to rent a car to make him look good for his class reunion,
Aww.
Right? So he's asking for certain things to kind of personalize. Can I get a steering wheel in there? Can I tint the windows? So on and so forth. But man, did the lady keep it real with him at the end? Oh, you talking about breaking somebody's heart. Well, let's get into your phone tap right here, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Got your phone tapped. What you gonna do? All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue.
Congratulations. Hello.
I just need basic information. As far as the rental, I just want to know exactly what can I do with this rental. Because I'm going up to Las Vegas for the weekend.
Uh-huh.
I want people to think it's my car. But I want to put my own rims on it, and I want to tint the windows.
No.
Yes.
No.
I do. Yes.
No, they're not going to permit you to do that, sir.
You don't think so?
No, I know they're not.
I just want to, you know, doctor it up, make it look fancy so people can think it's mine. Going back to my reunion.
They might get a little hostile if they get it back with tinted windows.
What about the rims?
No, they don't want you making any adjustments to the vehicle, sir. If you cause any damage to the vehicle...
It's not going
to
be damage. It's going to be a bad vehicle when I finish with it. Everyone's going to want to rent this car. The Lufay brothers are going to make it dynamite.
Right.
I'm going to put rims on it. I'm going to put a tent on that baby.
Right.
I'll put a Nardi steering wheel or something in there.
Right.
And I'm going to lower it. I'm going to cut the springs down. I'm going to lower it. I'm going to drive up to Vegas. And I'm going to show all of them that Lufay did okay.
Right.
That, you know, they picked on me. They hit me in high school. But when they see me roll up in one of these cars and they think that it's mine with the rims and tires on it,
uh-huh.
I'm going to be a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
All I need is your help.
No, can't do it, sir.
You don't want to be a part of people looking at me saying he made it?
Sir, if you really made it, you might want to just go out and buy one of those vehicles.
That's rude.
Uh-huh.
Anything
else I can help you with today, sir?
You didn't help me at all. Thank you.
Thanks.
Phone taps on the tins. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Alrighty, let's get right back into it. Did hooking up on the first date work for you? 866-246-8923. That's 866-246-8923. Paola. Let's bring Paola into the neighborhood. Paola, put this one on hold. Hello. Paola.
Hello.
Hello, Paola. Did hooking up on the first date work for you?
I have two occasions.
Okay.
I didn't hook up with this guy, and when I did, it sucked, but I ended up pregnant.
Oh.
So I had to stay with his ass.
Oh, man. Hey, before you go anywhere else, Paola, keep it clean, because you're making me nervous.
Okay.
All righty. So the first one, it sucked, but you got pregnant, so you had to stay with him. All righty?
Yeah, I had to stay with him.
And that was the first night?
Yeah, that was the first night.
Wow.
And he sucked. During her relationship, we did it, like, about 6 times.
How long were y'all together?
About 7 years.
7 years?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I had to because of my kid.
Right, but y'all only had...
It was hell.
Y'all only smashed 6 times in 7 years?
Yes, and he would beg me for it. And I would tell him, go cheat, go be with somebody else. And he didn't want to.
Going out there, you got to pass. You got to pass, please. Now, what about you? Were you getting it in, Paola?
No, I wasn't because I am a loyal woman. So for that many years, I had to, like, you know, keep my composure.
Yes. All righty. So then you say.
Recently.
Uh-oh. Hello.
I met some other guy. Okay. And he was going through a breakup and I was going through a breakup and I smashed on the second night. And I wish I would have done it within the first five minutes that I met him.
I heard that. There it is. There it is, Paola. Did hooking up on the first date work for you? Y'all hit us up, 866-246-8923. That's 866-246-8923. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Did hooking up on the first date work for you? Alrighty, 866-246-8923. You about to say something?
No, I was going to say, I'm so surprised that a lot of people are saying, yes, it did work, because I was expecting people to say, no, don't do it.
Right.
So, like, all these
Is
stories.
It changing your mind, Ani?
No.
No. I was just wondering. Sorry.
What are you
sorry.
Talking about, Natalia?
My bad, sorry.
Wow. Big sister?
Yeah, what's up, girl? What's up?
I don't even know if I'll kiss on the first date. Yeah, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, don't kiss on
I don't,
the first
yeah,
date.
I don't know where your lips have been yet. Like, we'll talk, and then, you know? That's what I always tell people. I'm like, I don't know where your lips have been.
Huh? Yeah.
Come on, they'll be on you by the end of the
yeah,
night.
Man. Yeah, man.
Not if I don't let him.
Hey, man, what if she knocking down more than us?
Yeah, low-key.
Like, she just low-key, like, I can't tell them.
My name is Destiny at the club.
You know, hello. Let's bring Stephanie into the neighborhood. See what's going down with Stephanie. Stephanie, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Stephanie. Stephanie, did hooking up on the first date work for you?
Yes, it did.
All righty, speak on it.
Actually,
I'm getting ready to celebrate my 22nd wedding anniversary.
I heard that. And that came off the first, not one night, but it came off the first date.
I heard that
because I want people to understand there is a difference between a one night stand and the first date.
Yes, there is a big difference.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all first date, and now y'all celebrating 22 years of marriage.
Beautiful.
Yes, sir.
I heard that. See how smashing
works? It works.
Go ahead now. It's Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy. Nathalia's up in here. Keisha Cole in the neighborhood news.
Yeah, Big. She is definitely sharing something with us that she's never shared before, and that is, sometimes love makes you a little crazy, and I feel this. Like, I know that I've definitely been in situations where I really liked someone, and then something happens, and turn crazy, right? Well, Keisha's explaining a story about when she felt like she was getting cheated on.
I've literally never shared this with anybody, so this is the first time. But climb up on someone's roof from the car to the window, to the room window to see if he was in there with another girl, and he actually was, and this was my first love, and of course I left. Yeah, I had to see what was going on.
Man, she said she climbed on the roof of a car to this, to that, to this, to look
from
the window.
From the
Man.
Car to the roof of the house to the window. Like, Man. She was just like a spider
and
up there.
To
like
to the wall, right? From the window to the wall. Yeah.
But yeah, she said that she felt like she was getting cheated on. She wanted to see if they were with someone. She was right. Mm-hmm. Just another point of, we're not crazy. Y'all make us crazy because you're doing the bad things, and then it turns us crazy
Man,
to do the things.
This went sexist?
A little bit.
Man, oh, okay. I just thought, okay.
But it just reminds me of all
So
the...
we got that, once again, and I've said this to you before, we got that much power over women when women are the stronger sex, right? Yeah. I hear that all the time, too. And I agree.
Yeah.
But we have that much power that we can make you crazy.
Our love for you is so strong.
But your love for yourself is not stronger.
You know what?
Wow.
Yeah, sometimes.
Think about
but
that
I think
enough.
That's Man. When you know it's the wrong love. You know what I mean? Because you got to go find that right love, and then that doesn't happen. But
people
do crazy things when they're in, whether it's a relationship, they love someone. Like, they will go to great lengths, and then you look back, you're like, man, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not crazy, but man, that was crazy.
Oh, yeah, man. Like, I don't want to, because she listens every morning. Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Man.
Come on, babe. Come on.
You know, it was one guy that she was really like, and I guess he was at the mall with someone else. Yeah, man. Aww. And she went and chased him at the mall and ended up falling down the escalator. And it was.
She must have looked so crazy.
Yeah, man. But but she swears she's not crazy.
No,
you know what
not.
I'm saying?
Yeah, she's not.
But you hear it all. The bust the windows out your car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then there's even times when you will say, you know what, dude, like, I was out of my element.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you kind of look back in the rearview mirror the same way Keisha Cole did, it's like, I swear I'm not crazy, but I did this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
I swear I'm not crazy, but I did do this.
Hella.
Hit us up, 866-246-8923, Big Boys Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. I swear I'm not crazy, but I did do this. Hit us up, 866-246-8923. Let's bring Lizzie into the neighborhood. Lizzie, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Lizzie. I swear I'm not crazy, but I did do this.
Uh-oh. Before I get there, thank you all of y'all for making my morning real quick.
Thank you. I listen
to y'all every morning to get my matcha tea, and you guys just make the difference. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being our neighbor in the neighborhood, Lizzie. All right, and we're not going to hold you to whatever craziness you did, all right? I swear I'm not crazy, but I did do this, Lizzie.
But I did. I was in I did hop a gate. I was in a unofficial relationship, and things happen, and I had to, communicate with the man, and I hopped the gate, and hopped the gate to get in because it's locked, and then I waited in the garage until I can make my way inside the house.
and I had to use a restroom, so I helped myself. I left my belongings out in his bedroom, and I hid in the closet until he got home.
Wow. Hey, Lizzie, it was almost hard for you to tell that story, huh?
It was, because it was so much. Right. I had to get it together.
Hey, Lizzie, so you hopped the gate, then you went past the wall, how you shimmy across the wall. You went to the garage, got in the garage, and wait, and then went in his house. Did you have a key?
No, because what happened was we got in a little argument at the bar before all this. We split, like, we went our own ways, but I'm like, I'm not okay with this. Right. He called for a ride. I had my own ride because I drove, and he apparently called his father, which is, I heard his father leave the house, and he left it unlocked, and that was my way in.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, Big, I got that idea because he had told me from his high school sweetheart that she had done that. So my idea didn't click from myself. It was planted, if you will.
Go ahead now.
Got it.
All right, and you hid in the closet for how long, Lizzie?
It wasn't that long. It was like about, I don't know, well, it didn't feel that long, maybe 5-10 minutes because the bar wasn't that far. But like I said, I left my belongings, and he said, WT, you know, F. And
yeah.
Then I was like, ooh, he sees my stuff.
Oh.
And I'm like, don't make a scene. I'll leave. Like, because I realized I messed up, Big. I'm like, you know what? This is a little too much. Like,
yeah, she was like, man. She was like, he going to call the authorities and everything. You know what I'm saying? I heard that. Yeah. She went through the garage, hopped the gate. Everything.
Hit in the closet.
Man, I swear I'm not crazy, but I did do this. Y'all hit us up, 866-246-8923, Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. I swear I'm not crazy, but I did do this. Let's bring Lizzie into the neighborhood. Lizzie, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Lizzie. I swear I'm not crazy, but I did do this.
I did hop a gate. I was in an unofficial relationship, and things happen, and I had to, you know, communicate with the man, and I hopped the gate, and hopped the gate to get in because it's locked, and then I waited in the garage until I can make my way inside the house, and I had to use a restroom, so I helped myself. I left my belongings out in his bedroom, and I hid in the closet until he got home.
Wow. Hey, Lizzie, it was almost hard for you to tell that story, huh?
It was, because it was so much. Right. Yeah, I had to get it together.
Hey, Lizzie, so you hopped the gate, then you went past the wall, how you shimmy across the wall. You went to the garage, got in the garage, and wait, and then went in his house. Did you have a key?
No, because what happened was we got in a little argument at the bar before all this. We split, like, we went our own ways, but I'm like, I'm not okay with this. Right. He called for a ride. I had my own ride because I drove, and he apparently called his father, which is, I heard his father leave the house, and he left it unlocked, and that was my way in.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, Big, I got that idea because he had told me from his high school sweetheart that she had done that. So my idea didn't click from myself. It was planted, if you will.
Go ahead now.
Got it.
All right, and you hid in the closet for how long, Lizzie?
It wasn't that long. It was like about, I don't know, well, it didn't feel that long, maybe 5-10 minutes because the bar wasn't that far. But like I said, I left my belongings, and he said, WT, you know, F. And
yeah.
Then I was like, ooh, he sees my stuff.
Oh.
And I'm like, don't make a scene. I'll leave. Like, because I realized I messed up, Big. I'm like, you know what? This is a little too much. Like,
yeah, she was like, man. She was like, he going to call the authorities and everything. You know what I'm saying? I heard that. She went through the garage, hopped the gate. Everything.
Hit in the closet.
Man, I swear I'm not crazy, but I did do this. Y'all hit us up, Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. Welcome to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood. Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing. In case you missed it, what we got?
Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Big, this is your birthday week.
Hello. Happy birthday to you, Queen.
Don't you just love birthdays? They're awesome.
Yeah, and now we found out about how old Doja is, right?
Yep, 26.
26 years of age. All right.
26, and she's done so much, made so much amazing songs. videos, her debut album. And then Big, when she was in the neighborhood, one thing that she had said that really stuck with me till this day is she said that she never recycles clothes and never wears the same clothes ever.
Damn, she said that to us?
Yep, right here.
Oh, I don't know.
It's just I have so much clothes. Mm. I have so much clothes that I can't fit it in my house. I can't fit clothes in my house anymore.
Do you shop or do they send it to you?
I have a stylist, and he pulls stuff, and then he'll, like, use me as a trash can and just throw his clothes in my
house. How did you grow up? Because growing up, you wish you had certain things, and now you have things that are kind of at your disposal.
It's crazy. I always wish my hair was long and pretty like this, and it ended up happening.
There it is.
We made it.
And what about the dressing? Had it always been, you always been,
oh,
like,
I used to
into
not.
Fashion?
I used to be horrible. I used to not be able to dress at all.
Could you wear this again?
No,
now that it's
actually,
being documented?
I don't recycle outfits often. I usually only wear one outfit once ever in my whole life.
Is it one and done because somebody's seen it and it's on the gram or?
I just don't feel like, I feel like every day has to be different. I don't like routine usually. I don't like to do the same thing every day.
Dude, damn. What did your mom feel about the success that her daughter's having now?
She's very supportive. She's very supportive. But she's very critical of my music video.
Like, what do you mean?
I can't anymore send her rough drafts of my music videos because she's going to pick it apart and throw it in the trash. But I don't know, because she just wants the best for me, you know. But it damn does it make me mad. It makes me really mad. Like, I'm like, Mom, we work, like, you don't know how to make, you've never made a music, you've never been on set. You don't know how hard it is, but yeah.
Doja Cat, in case you missed it, rarely wear the same thing twice.
I thought that was so crazy.
That's cool.
And yeah, I know if you could do that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But what if you love your outfit and you're like, I'm wear this again?
You know what it is too? Have you ever been flipping through some pictures and you're like, uh-oh. Like, you wearing the same thing that you have on. Like, you just flipping like, yeah, man. So anyway, oh, no, I can't show you that.
Yeah, that's happened so much.
And then I have a lot of lookalike clothes. Like, you know, because I go downtown and I buy my T-shirts, you know, by the dozen. And so you would see me like, oh, black T-shirt, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, white T-shirt, huh? Oh,
that's
great T-shirt, huh?
Though.
Yeah,
that's
believe
the best.
That. Have you worn this shirt before? Because that looks new.
No, this is my black T-shirt that I wear, like, every other day.
Hey, man, she always grabbing on her shirt.
Yeah, I know you guys.
All right, in case you missed it, you can find that entire interview with Doja Cat at RadioBigBoy.com.
Check this out.
Hey, did you find a big boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio? Here's another in case you missed it moment with us. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing. What we got?
In case you missed it.
Hello.
Big, Netflix is making us so happy right now. They're giving us our favorite shows. They just announced one of my favorite shows is getting a season 4.
And that is?
You.
Hey, man. I've never watched. It's probably too late now.
No.
Damn. What y'all? Destiny's Mile.
No.
You see what I'm saying? No. Women. Yeah. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy. Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Natalia's up in here. Facebook is in the neighborhood news.
I heard.
She heard.
Facebook is going to get a little facelift, if you will.
I like that. I love what you did there.
Some, like, plastic surgery, maybe. Look, Facebook decided that they are announcing that they're going to change the name, and they're going to do this, like, whole rebranding thing.
They're going to change the name of Facebook?
Look, one time they said, oh, Facebook changed their name because they went from the Facebook to, like, Facebook.
Yeah, I saw the movie.
So I don't know if it's going to be, like, an actual big name change or, like, when they just slightly alter the, like,
call
icon.
It FB.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They could.
But yeah. Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, he said that, yeah, he's like, you know, in the next few years, it's going to be this new chapter of Facebook. And he said, you know, there's going to be slight name change. There's going to be a difference of what you go to Facebook for. And he's like, I want it to be more about community, people hanging out together.
Yeah.
I personally think it's because now when you say Facebook, there's kind of like a dirty taste.
Yeah, but if he's talking about years from now.
Well, he said within the next 5 years, you'll see a full change of all these different layers of
what's going on. Hey, man, what about that whistleblower that came out and said they push kind of the negativity and everything.
See?
Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, when you think of Facebook, you think of fake news. You think of, like, really bad things.
Oh,
you think of, you know, my mom leaving me comments on a photo, to, like, from a couple years ago that I say, call
you
me.
You know, and I've never been on Facebook in my life.
Oh, nice.
Never that's been right, on. I have a Facebook where somebody else runs it. I just, I can't.
There was one time where I really loved Facebook. I definitely checked it every day.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
I took it off my phone because I didn't like it on my phone anymore. So I still have a Facebook. But I put up a poll too big and I wanted to see. I asked if Facebook went away, would you miss it? Because personally for me, I don't think I would miss
it. Miss
I wouldn't miss it.
If Facebook went away, Lou, would you miss it?
Nah, I wouldn't, man. But I know a couple of tías would.
Right.
Dude,
I have so many tías on Facebook,
when did
they
get there?
Yeah, man. Tías. My mom now has a Facebook. Yeah. I'm like, what's going on?
Remember
right
when
now?
It started like as a college campus kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. Anything? Like a Smash or Pass thing, remember?
Yeah.
Like, this girl here.
And well, then it turned into like you would put up your classes and you would see other people who were in your same classes and you guys would discuss what went on class. Like it was full on college.
Would you, and you wouldn't miss it?
I wouldn't miss
I wouldn't.
89% of people on my Instagram at Hey Natalia said no, they would not miss it. 89%.
Damn.
Man, so, Jason, our producer, if Facebook went away, would you miss it?
Just for the family connection.
Right.
That's,
okay.
That's about it.
Okay. I could see that. I could see that. Yeah. Uh-huh. We should start a new thing called Family Connection. FC.
Hey, let's not talk about it
we
anymore.
We gotta stop talking. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey. Oh my gosh.
Our the trademark. Please.
Yeah, and we're gonna put the in there. Let's do TFC. The Family Connection. All right, y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boys Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. Moms knows best. Mom knows best. Lourdes, Luigi's mom.
It's time for Mom.
Hey, chat up.
Knows best.
Moms knows best.
With Louis G and his mom.
What are you doing?
Lourdes.
Think about it twice.
I love it. Louis G. Mom knows best. This is his real mom, Lourdes. Uh-huh. Where are we going,
Yo, Louis? We got a Halloween edition, man. My mom wants to give everybody out there advice on people celebrating at these Halloween parties.
All righty, man. Can I go right in?
Please go right into it.
Well, the first thing is don't dress hoochie. Ooh. Get a nice costume. Mm-hmm. Don't scare the little kid.
Hey, man, your mom said hoochie.
I love it.
She was trying to joke. Like, how did I say that?
Oh, man.
Also, don't be stupid to drink and drive. So you have to be safe in this Halloween. You have somebody who drive you, and also don't get any drunk from somebody that you don't know.
Yes.
Was that drunk or any drugs?
I mean, any drugs or any beer. I don't know. Also, you're going to kiss somebody. You have to be who is under that mask. Mm. So that way you know who you're kissing. Because otherwise, or else you're going to kiss somebody who's very ugly. I don't think you want that. Mm-hmm. If you're going to have sex, you have to be sure you protect yourself. If you see my son Luigi, please bring him home, okay?
Oh, I love it. If you're out there drunk and out of your mind, if they see you, please bring you home.
Yes, and don't take drugs from strangers, man. That is the number one thing
out
there.
Just take
them
from
friends.
Hold on, man.
Don't get any drunk from somebody that you don't know.
All righty,
exactly,
believe
that. Take that with you this weekend when you're celebrating out there at these Halloween parties,
man.
You know what I mean?
And you can use that every year. I love this, too.
Very ugly.
Yeah, don't kiss people because you'll take that mask off.
Yes, 100%.
And then that person will be very ugly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And if you're out there, man, don't get all brave and try to be a macho man like my mom says.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Please don't.
You think you are a macho man or what?
Yeah, you need to stop that, man.
I love
Just,
your
you know,
mom.
Control your alcohol.
Hey,
control
man, do you
you're doing.
Get people that come to your house? For Halloween,
a
do y'all get
people.
Trick-or-treaters?
Yeah. My mom's a candy giver. She loves giving candy.
I heard that.
Yeah,
hey, man,
man,
we should sit her outside on the porch and let her just talk to people.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
mom knows
you
better.
Gotta
give
think,
her
like,
advice.
Yeah, like, and when she said don't wear hoochie outfits.
Yeah, that's
you
true,
know,
man.
So that eliminates all the sexy devils, the
hey,
sexy
man.
Nurses,
you know
the sexy
why
cops,
think...
the way that we dress them up.
Do you know why I think she said that? Because my sister was right next to me when we were recording it.
Really?
She doesn't want
I think she was speaking
Hoochie.
Directly to my sister.
She looked at her like, I mean you.
Got it. All righty.
Oh,
I understand now. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy. Welcome to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Natalia's up in here. Dr. Dre. is in the neighborhood news.
You know, divorce is really nasty, Big, and I feel so bad for Dr. Dre when I heard this news. You know, he got divorced from his ex-wife, Nicole Young, and now they're saying that when he was served the divorce papers, Big,
oh yeah, man,
he was at his grandmother's funeral.
Yeah, man, I heard about that.
That is so gross and disgusting that you would pick that time and day to serve him the papers. And I'm not saying this about Nicole Young because it's not technically her fault, right, because it wasn't her that served him the papers. It's, you know, you have people out there that serve you the papers. They find you and they, oh, are you, you know, Big Boy? Oh, okay.
And
cool.
I know that's somebody's gig, but just as a person.
Right.
I'll be like, man, I got to find him somewhere else. And it's not like you see Dr. Dre in the mall.
Exactly.
So they seized the opportunity. I just thought that was so, like,
it didn't have to be that way.
Wrong,
like,
man.
He's having a moment, you know, he lost someone in his family. And there are, like, conflicting reports on when exactly it happened. Some people are saying, oh, well, it was in the parking lot at the funeral.
All the same, man.
That's what I'm saying. Other ones were saying, oh, well, he was next to the casket. It doesn't matter. Like you said right now, Big, it doesn't matter. It was at the grandmother's
funeral.
It's
crazy because, you know, I mean, the server is, you know, does that either all the time or somebody to just say, hey, you can get next to him. Can you hand this to him? But it just has a person too, the
right?
timing. I remember years ago, I had community service.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And the community service that they wanted us to do one day was on the side of the road, the embankment stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted us to take the homeless people,
oh,
all their belongings and throw them away. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? And I remember I told the supervisor, I was like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, if you don't do it, you don't get your hours. And, you know, keeping it clean for radio. I was like, man, F these hours.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so I'm talking to him. I'm like, bro, because I come from that.
Yeah.
And as a person, I'm looking at the people that thought that they were in trouble and they're looking at us around their belongings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So as a person, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
You know, so to serve, you know, Dr. Dre at his grandmother's funeral, I couldn't do that.
You gotta, like, stop yourself and wonder, yeah, like, yeah, oh, my God. Like,
yeah,
I don't
man.
Know. I felt so bad for Dr. Dre. I mean, he's been through so much this past year as well.
Yeah.
Remember, he got sick.
Yeah,
he had
man.
To go in the hospital. So, you know, just gonna send Dr. Dre some love.
And he and the queen, you know, they'll figure
they'll
it out.
Figure
whatever
it out. Yeah,
whatever
for sure.
it is, man. But yeah, that's just crazy.
That sucks.
Believe that. Y'all stick around, y'all radios, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys
Big
Neighborhood,
boy.
Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing. What we got?
New music-ish.
New music-ish.
Like, it is new music, but it's not here yet. But it is here. Big, the internet, everybody's going crazy about this. But there are snippets of new Kendrick Lamar music
Hello.
Online. And six different ones, too, Big. So everybody thinks that he's going to be dropping an album because it's going to be the 9-year anniversary of Good Kid, Mad City on Friday.
Mm.
And then he's performing at the Super Bowl. And then DJ Battle Cat, he had actually taken out...
Battle Cat, go
he
ahead.
He put out a list of the songs like the Super Bowl... album Super Bowl performers are going to be releasing, and he was like, November 12th, we have Snoop Dogg. December, new Dr. Dre. Kendrick Lamar, soon. And everyone thinks soon is very, very soon, Big. Like, when this song, everyone's freaking out about this song called Therapy 9.
What is a house with a better view? A family broken in variables. What is a rapper with jewelry? A way that I show my maturity.
No.
What if I call on security? That mean I'm calling on God for purity. I wanna get me a therapist. I can debate all my theories and sharing it well. Consolidate all my comparisons. Humbling up because time was imperative. Whoa. Started to feel like it's only one answer to everything. I don't know where it is. Whoa. Popping a bottle with Claritin. Whoa. Is it my head or my arrogance? Whoa. Shaking and moving like, what am I doing? I'm flipping my time through the Rolodex. Indulging myself in my life and my music. The word that I'm in is a cul-de-sac. The word that we in is just menacing. The demons portray the religionist. I wake in the morning, another appointment. I hope the psychologist listening.
Go ahead, boy. Hey, man,
wow.
And I'm wondering if, I know we haven't heard that, or at least I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I wonder how much, if that's really new music. You never hear Kendrick Lamar leaks.
Yeah. Well, especially there was a time when they were talking about Kendrick was, like, going in this, like, new rock direction as well. And that, to me,
well,
isn't
right
necessarily
now.
Rock.
Yeah, that's not right now, man. But give us the other album first.
Yeah.
You know what's up with Kendrick? When he get in the lab or when he get into that ism, like, when he's in, you don't see Kendrick.
Mm-mm. That is so
you
true.
You don't see Kendrick. Yeah. You don't be like, oh, man, I was at a such and such, I saw him at such and such concert. None of that.
Yeah, Big, and he's going to be headlining Day in Vegas in a few weeks, so that's another reason why people feel like this album's going to come.
Yeah.
His streaming platforms, he completely changed the album, a picture of it, which has not changed since he dropped his album Damn in 2017.
Mm.
And then, you know, when it comes to all these theories, we'll sit here and we'll be like, oh, this fan said this and this and this, but is it true? When Kendrick came into the neighborhood, we asked him, like, what do you think about these crazy fan theories?
Craziest theories that I'm dropping three more albums right after Damn, like, every week. It's a lot of things in that same theory that I don't know how these fans get, but they're on point in some of them. They know about certain songs that may or may not be released, and they put things together crazy.
New Kendrick.
Yeah, that messed me up right there. All right. He said it. Y'all stick around y'all radios, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. Boy. All right. Woo! It's about that time.
Let's go.
Natalia, Louis G., in your face, football fight. What's going down?
I love it when we do this because I always have like hope and like I'm optimistic that I'm going to take another win.
Hello, y'all 2-2 right now, bro. Right?
2-2, okay. Man. Don't think I can't hang with Louis G. Because he's all Mr. Football Guy. But all right, Louis, this week, what is one thing you do at football games? That's really
drink
broad.
Beer, get drunk, get hammered.
You also eat a lot of food, right?
There it is.
One of my favorite snacks at a football game is nachos. I love me some good nachos.
Oh, are you going to do the punishment?
Yes.
Oh, what
I'll do
is
the punishment
it?
First, and then we'll pick our teams.
Yeah, let it be known.
All right, our punishment this week are the spooky mystery nachos. The winner will get to pick the scary toppings.
Any topping.
Any toppings.
And the loser's got to eat it. I got this feeling, Natalia, that you're going to lose.
No.
I don't know why.
I think so too, man.
Not at all.
Crazy. I'll let you know right after a pick. So go ahead. Who's your first pick?
My first pick this week, I'm going with the Packers.
Damn.
Yeah.
That was one of my options.
Did my
crap. All right, I'm going to take the Rams.
Okay, yeah.
I got the Rams this week.
I think you're going to do well with the Rams this week, you know, because they kicked your Chargers butt last week.
Damn, that was a low blow.
That was a low blow. That my second Rams, team, I'm going to go with the Patriots.
Wow.
Go ahead. That was actually one of my options. I'm taking the Cardinals. This weekend, bro. I'm taking Arizona, dog.
Yeah.
I love the Cardinals. They're playing Houston. Let's go.
I have a feeling because that was also a team that I was going to pick.
Those are great picks.
Yeah, and we both picked really great teams. I have a feeling, though, that this week is going to come down to a point situation. So, like, if both of our teams win, we have to add together the points, and then whoever has the higher score is going to be the winner. But I still feel like I can pull out a good
W. I'm already thinking about it, bro. Anchovies. I'm going to put capers in there, too.
I was going to ask you.
I hate capers. No one eats capers.
See, you revealed what you don't like.
He just revealed something I should put in his.
Oh, my God.
Because I like capers.
Oh, yeah. Bring them
on. Feet. Yeah. Huh?
Do you not eat capers, Louis?
I don't, man.
Oh, okay, so
like I said, I don't think any Mexican does.
I know Luigi doesn't like wasabi.
Oh, the nachos with wasabi in it.
Do you like dog food?
Oh, no, we can't do that.
Oh, we can't?
Dog food, like, it gotta be edible.
Do you like baby poop? Come on, what are we talking about here? Because I got some at home.
I got if it's stuff puppy. That you don't like, you should put in the nachos for Louis. You should put commitment. And being serious with your girl.
No! Yes. Come on, Rams. Well, come on, Cardinals.
We'll see. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, man. All righty. So that's it.
Yep.
Y'all got y'all teams. We'll see how it plays out in your face football fight.
Let's go.
Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. It's about that time for
another Idiot War.
Idiot Award, what we got, Luigi?
This one is going to some girl named Kayla on social media who put up this video.
Their names out there.
Yeah, she put up this video, right? And she's claiming that, you know, our new phones that come with like 3 or 4 cameras.
Yeah.
She's saying that these cameras that they put on these phones are fake.
Fake cameras.
And she put it on social media and she said, I'm going to prove it. The way she did it was she's like she's looking at a mirror, she's pointing the camera, right? At the mirror, and she decides to cover one of the little cameras,
right?
And you can still see her,
right?
Then she covers the second camera,
right?
And you can still see her,
right?
Then she covers a third camera, and then you can't see anything,
right?
So that proves, guys, that those other two cameras that she covered up do not work and are fake.
Oh, right. Okay.
Do you really think Apple or Samsung or these phone companies would put stupid cameras on your phones for no reason that have no points or no meaning and are useless?
Right.
No, you idiot. Please give her this award.
Okay, so she covered up one camera.
Yes.
And she can still see herself. Mm-hmm. Covered up the other camera.
Yes.
She can still see herself.
Yes.
Then she covered up the third camera.
Uh-huh.
And she couldn't see herself.
Yes.
All right, explain, though.
Okay, so what I'm saying is she's pretty much explaining that those two cameras that she covered.
Right.
they're useless.
Right.
By covering them up, you can still see. So why? Right. How are you taking a picture?
All right. So on the third camera, she could or she couldn't see herself.
She could see herself.
Okay.
The third camera, she couldn't see herself. So that's what she's saying. Only one camera works on these phones that have three or multiple cameras.
Am I not understanding?
So what he's not explaining, though, is that when you have to use a different feature on the phone to activate the other lenses on the camera. So she's clearly not using the phone correctly to use that specific lens. So one's going to, like, get closer. One could be, I don't know what the other features are.
All cameras are used at the same time.
Gotcha.
For different pictures, for different settings.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So they all work. There's no reason why these companies would put these cameras on there for no reason.
You don't use all three at the same time.
Well, you know what? Let's give us the idiot award, because I didn't know what the hell you were talking about. Here we go.
You're dumb. You're stupid.
All righty, take a photo. Oh, it's not working?
You're an idiot.
Fake phone. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boy Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Hey, this is your partner, Big Boy, from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. We have the most fun on your radio. Everyone's an expert. What love advice or dating advice do you have for Ani?
Ani, please never, ever settle. Let's say he does something grimy. It will make you feel twice as bad. Like, you know what? I did a what ifs and buts. And, you know, don't give nobody no, girl. Know your worth.
Know your worth.
Write that down, girl.
Yeah, but she's not even writing it down. You should be taking notes on this, all right?
I don't know. Settle. Then if you settle, then you can't use people for dates. And that's what the other girl said.
Use for dates.
Go out there.
But she's saying once you get there, don't settle.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, man, I should turn your mic off. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy. Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
Know your worth.
Write that down, girl.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. We're going to go ahead and get on out of here. Definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us in the neighborhood. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us in the neighborhood. In case you missed it, Doja Cat was in the neighborhood for In Case You Missed It. You can find that entire interview at RadioBigBoy.com. Once again, shout out and much love to Luigi's mom, man.
Yes,
Lourdes. Mom knows best.
Love
thank
her.
You, Lourdes. We love you. Yes. You know what I'm
thank
saying?
You for
don't
advice.
Be a hoochie out
now
there.
Now I know.
Yeah, she was telling you, don't be a hoochie out there. Mm-hmm. You know, those are, man, that's diamond. That's platinum. That's platinum advice right there.
Don't take drugs from
and
somebody.
For all those that hit us up, man, did hooking up on the first date work for you?
Mm-hmm.
For those that it did work for, it worked.
Congratulations.
Yep. Yeah, but like I was saying, man, if it's the first date all the time,
right?
You know, like I gotta see what's going on. I gotta see how he or she is in bed, and I gotta do this, and I don't wanna waste my time. What are you knocking down in a year?
Yeah,
man.
Right? Going on a first date every weekend?
Yeah, busy. Like, I'm going on the first date. Like, uh-oh. There you go. Here's another one. And I swear I'm not crazy, but I did do this. Thank you to everyone that hit us up on that as well, man. I'm going to tell you guys straight up. I got to urinate.
Okay.
Yep.
All right? I got to urinate so bad that I'm just going to say thank you guys for hanging out with us in the neighborhood. Appreciate you. Have the best day ever. We are Big Boys Neighborhood, and we are gone.
Big Boy has left the building.